Hello, this is Scott Wells, and today I'm talking with Eric Hall about the Magic of the Beach. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Boy, the weather is good here. How was the weather for the, by the way, the Magic of the Beach, I understand, was the 12th through the 14th, so it's what, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of January, 12th, 13th?
Yes.
Right. How was the weather? Everything good? I mean, this is a good time of the year out there at Myrtle Beach?
The weather was good. Yeah, it was a good time of year. We have a pretty mild winter, and we had great weather for the convention. And the hotel was right on the beach, so people could go take a little walk along the ocean if they wanted to in the morning.
Wasn't warm enough, obviously, to take a dip in the beach, or dip in the water, I guess.
Depending on what you're used to swimming in, I guess you could.
Yeah, if you remember the Polar Bear Club or something. Well, let me ask you, obviously this is a convention, since you live out in the area, you attend on a frequent basis?
Yes. I've been to all three conventions.
So that answers my next question. This is actually the third one only, huh?
Yes.
Interesting. Well, I wonder why they decided to have another convention. I mean, like, there's not enough magic conventions going on right now? Or they decide there's a lot of money in as an organizer? Or why did they decide to do that, you think?
Well, I don't know if anybody's getting rich doing this magic convention. But
of any kind.
It seems like they spent all their money on the talent and the goodie bags and everything else. So.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the convention's here. It's the closest convention, except for the SCAM convention in Columbia, that we have in the area. So.
And so do they still have the SCAM?
Yes, I believe that they are. It used to be around the same time, but now it's in April, I think.
So they've moved theirs back a little bit, okay.
I think so.
Well, tell me something about this one. Since you said you've attended the three, you have a good base of comparison. How would you compare this with the others, and how is this different or whatever?
I would say this is a great one. I mean, they keep topping themselves in a way. I wonder when it's going to stop, but they had a great lineup. I had never seen or met Jeff McBride in person, and I was excited about that. Ossie Wind was very impressive with his magic. Also, Gregory Wilson did the opening night show at the banquet, and he was just hilarious. I hadn't seen him before either live, so...
Was that just a one-man show, or was he just part of a larger...
Yeah, it was a one-man show, and a lot of pickpocketing, and just fun stuff.
Now, how many people would you guesstimate had attended? What do you think registration was this year?
Registration, I think, was around 250.
Mm-hmm. And how does that compare to previous years? I mean, has it continued to grow, or is that, do you think, topped out, or what?
Well, it has continued to grow, and I think... I think they limit the registration to 250 because they don't want it to be too big. Mm-hmm. There's definitely an intimacy that you get with about 200 people, I guess, and you can approach the magicians and you can talk to people, and you don't just feel like you're at a giant conference where you kind of get lost in the shuffle. So.
Now, when you said that Gregory, I guess the opening night on that Thursday night did a show, did Jeff do his one-man show also, or was he part of another... Full entourage.
Jeff was a part of the Saturday night show. They had a show at the end of the convention that was open to the general public at the Carolina Opry Theater. It's a nice big theater in Myrtle Beach. And he was a part of that show. He did the lights and a whole set in that. So I had the program for that, too. And that featured all of the talent. It had Tina Linnert doing the mop pantomime thing, which was the treat to see.
Right.
MC'd by Mike Caveney, and Jade got to see her perform the Snowstorm in China and the Rice Bowls. It was just beautiful, beautifully done.
Now, you said that was a Saturday night show, so what happened on Friday?
Friday night was the cabaret show, which was at the hotel, and that was also Jeff McBride performed in that, as well as some of the others. And it was a smaller group. Mm-hmm. It was just for the convention attendees only, and that was a really good show.
And I understand that Jeff had like a special workshop. I assume that was like an extra price event type of a thing.
That was an extra price event, and that was on the Sunday morning for about 4 hours. And I didn't actually participate in that this year because I had a rehearsal starting I had to be at. But I've heard good things about it, and I think he had a good crowd for that as well.
So tell me, what were some of the highlights then for you overall for the convention?
Well, let's see. I've spoken about a lot of them. I enjoyed seeing Gregory Wilson. I enjoyed, I've met a lot of new people too that are, you know, around in the area and some from farther away. Got to see people that had come back year after year. I participated in the Stage Magic contest, which was a lot of fun. That was probably one of the highlights for me. I worked up an act with two other people called Tango Magic with Paul McTaggart and Janice Crosswhite, and we did sort of a combination of tango dancing, magic, some fan manipulation, and then it ended with, I guess, a trick that's called the Mrs. Houdini, where Janice got tied up with a rope, sort of like mummy style, and then it just melted right through her.
Cool. And so did you win, or who you know, any of the contest winners?
I did not win. We did not win. But Michael Trix from Florida won, and he has a really great rock and roll sort of themed act. He's like a rock and roll magician and has, I mean, he had doves and
wow,
parrots and all kinds of stuff. And it's a real high energy show, so I was happy that he won.
And what about Close Up?
Close Up. I didn't get to see the Close Up contest because I did have some obligations at work on Friday, but I did manage to work my schedule out so that I could be at the convention.
And the lectures and everything, I assume that Paul Gertner lectured and others?
Gertner lectured. He was really good. Talked a lot about the business side of magic and some philosophies. Mm-hmm. And it's funny about the lectures. A lot of lecturers will start out saying, well, I'm not just going to teach a bunch of tricks. I'm going to talk about bigger ideas and other things. And they always apologize for that, but I think that a lot of magicians really do want to hear about that kind of stuff. We have plenty of outlets to learn tricks, so I was happy to get more insight from people that have already done things and
right,
sharing
not,
their knowledge.
Through. Not just theory or something that sounds like a pipe dream or something might work, but actually someone who has done that, been there, and they can.
Yeah, he talked about his experience in saving money, and that's not something you expect to hear at a magic lecture.
Yeah, usually it's spending money. Hey, you know, I got some notes and stuff for sale. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a good dealer's room. Speaking of spending money.
That's what I was going to ask you next about, you know, can you name some of the dealers or maybe what was a hot trick that sold out or really kind of cool?
Hot trick that sold out. Well, Losander was one of the dealers, and that was great to have him at the convention,
right,
just as a dealer. And every now and then you'd look over in his corner and you'd see the table floating up and down, and that always caused a lot of excitement. Mark Mason is fantastic at demonstrating and selling magic. I mean, anytime he did something, there were people just like climbing over each other to get it.
Two or three deep, always at his booth. Yeah.
Yeah. And we had Wild Man Bob Little was there with it. He has a lot of unique sort of old school things with the squeakers and the little hands that come out of your hand. And
right.
I have a bunch of Eisenhower dollars from him last year.
Well, the it sounds like, you know, just like a big convention. In other words, like a national convention, like an IBM or an SAM, as far as some of the people and the talent that you've got and the dealers. I mean, this was like a microcosm of, you know, select few. But, you know, everybody gets to be there for just a couple hundred people. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and then Dwayne Laughlin Silks was there in the dealer room. I mean, these are – it really is – it seemed like a mini IBM – this summer convention. I mean, I didn't go to that convention, but a lot of the same talent was here right in my backyard. So,
right. Well, this is the first convention of the year now that kicks off 2012 as far as the U.S. goes. In fact, I think the only other one I know of internationally is the Sessions Convention, which started, you know, on Saturday and ran for the 14th and 15th. And then after that, of course, we're going to be having coming up later in January be the Magi Fest. Used to be the Magi Fest was the first one out of the chute, but it sounds like you guys now the last few years have scooped that. So you're going to be the first one out to kind of test the convention waters. So it sounds like it's been pretty successful. And what about the hotel? Good facilities, good banquet room, good price?
Yeah, so really nice hotel. I didn't stay at the hotel this time because I live a half hour away. But it is, I think that they were getting rooms for $60 a night right on the ocean.
Wow.
And they also had suites that were just off, you know, not right on the beach, but next to it. And
right.
The facility, the ballroom was really nice. They had it set up with the stage. They put risers in the back so that you could see the performances that were happening there and the lectures. They had food available and the dealer room was just right upstairs. It was really nice, too. And the dealer room had tables in the middle. like the banquet tables, so people would congregate in there in between lectures and when there was breaks, and that's when you'd see a lot of just one-on-one sessioning happening.
And they had sessions that probably obviously going on all night long.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. All right, Eric, thanks for your reviews. I'm sure that the rest of the listeners appreciate that. Were there any last comments or things you want to add?
Well, I would like to point out that this year, Mayor John Rhodes of Myrtle Beach proclaimed this week that the Magic Convention is held Magic at the Beach Week. And there was an actual proclamation. We went to the city council meeting, and Mike gave a speech, Mike Heitman, and I got to dress up as Mandrake the Magician and pose with the mayor, levitating the proclamation, and they used that in the program, and also on a local television spot with, they have a live daytime show, and we did an interview with them, and they're going to use it as the picture of the week, so I'm excited about that, too. It was a lot of fun.
That's very cool. Yeah, as I recall, I think I saw your picture on your Facebook page. With you as Mandrake.
All over the place.
And then another picture of the original Mandrake as well, and you do look strikingly like him.
Well, thank you. John Tudor, a magician from Columbia, is doing some research on Mandrake, so we were talking about that, and he sent me the original picture of Leon Mandrake.
Well, you also have that Animan look about you as well. You've probably been told that before, too.
Ah, well, thank you.
Well, thanks again. I appreciate your comments over here. And until next year, guys, that was Eric Hall, and this is Scotty out.